Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it up the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you read a manoeuvre with Rob Bullocks?
Hello there, Rob. Good morning. And once again, a happy Valentine's Day to you. On the,
yeah, cheers. I've got a very sad Valentine's story to tell you.
Oh, that's
to
the share spirit. With
me, just for people that have had it done to me. So that I've only ever had one Valentine's card in my whole life, and that's when I was at school. I was telling Sarah earlier, and I opened it up, all the classes watched, I opened it up, and there's a picture of a skeleton on it, and everybody went, dickhead, and all that. And it's just turned
actually,
against
good
love.
Point. Good point that you bring up here, Rob. Valentine's Day can be suck-ass for
horrible.
A whole lot of people.
And, it was horrible. And I was trying hard not to bottom lip it, you know.
Do you know the worst person in the office person goes, oh, my God, oh, something else has come from me. Oh, look at all that. Way to make the person who doesn't get any feel great choice. So, you know? Even though it's a every day should be Valentine's Day, shouldn't it, guys? Shouldn't it?
I think so.
That's like the Valentine's Day version, card version of Carrie.
Yeah.
She thinks she's won the prom and then she gets, oh, and spoilers.
Yeah. It was school, though. You know, you got to expect that from school.
But nothing
evil.
Since.
Pardon?
Nothing since.
Until today when Joe dedicated a song to you. What more do you want, Rob?
Yeah, something decent. Right, anyway. Sorry, I didn't mean that. Right, I've got...
Ladies, gentlemen, opportunity knocks.
We're going to have a catch-up on the story I talked about last year, the Fatberg. Do you remember the Fatberg?
Oh, I see. It's a good story, too, and an easy one to just put behind you.
If you're eating, a bit of a spoiler, if you're eating, don't stop it immediately, just for a couple of minutes. If you can't remember, this was this thing. It was found in the sewers in Whitechapel, or Whitechapel, as my auntie used to call it, in London, and it weighed approximately 130 tonnes, 250 metres long, and it was made up of all the horrible sorts of stuff.
Sorry, people locked down the toilet. Can we just get the length, the breadth of that again, please?
It's 130 tonnes.
130 tonnes?
And weighed 250 metres.
Sweet mother of...
That's bonkers. Anyway, well, the Museum of London has got a small lump of it on display. It's been air-dried. And
it's not the same if it's been dried, isn't it?
Well, they reckon the smell's calmed down a bit, and now
they
it just
display
smells
ice
like dirty
air-dried,
toilets.
Do they? Hey? They don't display dried ice, do they?
Yeah, but because it was lumpy and it, like, really stunk... Like absolutely stunk. They decided
full
to dry
disclosure,
it.
Though. You don't, you know.
Does it look like wax?
Well, I'm going to get to that.
Ambergris or something. No,
there are two of them in cases. Now you can have. Now one is really crumbly, and the other's the size of a shoebox, and it's more intact because it was dried slower. And you can actually see a Mars bar wrapper in it.
Oh.
Right, lovely quote from Vicky Staples from the museum. She said, "Here at the museum, we are all about reflecting the real life." Real lived experience of Londoners and the highs and lows of London city life. And you can't get much lower than a Fatberg.
The second one, I think, is probably that would be the more glossy of the two, would it?
Yeah, it's got a sort of purpley haze to it.
Imagine
as
for
well.
Valentine's Day, just as a couple visiting the museum and just seeing your reflection of both of you and the Fatberg.
She said, I love this quote. She said, it was like a black mirror and it reflects the dark side of our lives. It's good, isn't it?
What?
But what is worse, you can actually buy Fatberg merch.
This is dropping a black mirror comment. You can buy fat merch.
Fatberg merch. You can buy T-shirts, tote bags, and even Fatberg fudge. It's very crumbly with a piquant rum and raisin flavour. Buy that for someone for Valentine's
Actually,
Day.
Are you serious? Actually, rum and raisin.
Rum and raisin flavour.
Stupidest of all the flavours.
That's, yeah.
I would have thought cream and soda, but an off...
well, really, if this...
What would the T-shirt look like?
Well, I'd just have a lump
of crud on it.
Shite on it, I suppose, and I don't know. Dried
a locket, I could imagine, you know, or a...
Does it have a picture of it floating? Because when you say Fatberg, does it have, like, a third of it above...
Oh, no, it's actually... do you know what? I never thought of that.
Because it's floating in the sewers. And
I think it's probably just someone at an advertising agency thought of the name.
Because it was absolutely massive, that's why. And it was kind of white, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of. And an off, just cut mildewy.
Everything you can think that's disgusting to lob down a toilet, it's in there. So there you go. So I thought I'd keep you up with that.
It's a cornucopia of gross.
Yeah. Anyway, now, as we was in here last week, you said to me, I had to march. Have a look at that. And when you said that, in March my brain,
of course,
I was going,
March coming up, of course.
I was going, oh, what's that? And then yeah. Sarah said, oh, you know, it's got something to do with Shakespeare and yeah, Julius Caesar. She, yeah. And then Dr. Marie walks in and went, oh, yeah, it was the 15th. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, but I actually thought it was like a shopping centre or something in Rome. You know, like it was a place.
What?
Like a toga shop.
Well, you know, you get like, a bag and says the Ides of March.
Whatever you do, don't go to the Ides of March.
Oh, it used to be good down the Ides of March, but there's all sorts of rubber shops in there now.
So, but actually it isn't. It is, they're right.
So it's actually not a shopping centre?
No.
Then. Okay.
No, it is an actual fact. It is the 15th of March, and every month has its own Ide.
Does it?
Yes. March, May, July and October, they're all on the 15th, and all the other months are on the
13th. Why are the Ides of March so notable or brought up all the time?
Well, because of the...
Pray tell.
Because of the thing with the Julius Caesar... play.
Oh, what, the calendar thing? No, the play? Yeah,
the play.
Okay, yeah, yeah. All right, okay, cool.
It always used to be, they reckon it was that when there was a full moon, that's when it would fall on those months.
Okay, yeah, okay.
And also, in the Roman calendar, it's got several religious observations and was it was notable for Romans with a deadline for settling debts.
Cash up.
So please. I think that might have something to do with the Julius Caesar thing. Because they were sorting out their debts.
Ah, yes. No, you're right. Sorry. That's what it means. It means if you have a debt to pay.
Yeah.
It's kind of like karma. Beware the Ides of March because you're going to have to pay your debts, sonny.
Yeah. So that was... Right. For something that I thought, this will be like really easy. It was
timely as well. Yeah.
Now,
thank you, Rob. Thanks for clearing that up.
Right. I've got one more. Now, this one really blew me away. This is very interesting. In Cape York, at the northern tip of Queensland, Australia's sort of version of the Great Pyramids have been found. They're obviously not the same size and all that.
We've started this segment at a rather good time in history, haven't we?
Yeah. It's,
the pyramids have been found all over the show. Carry on, please.
Well, they're actually, they're not huge big things, but what the fascinating thing is, they're actually burial tombs that could be up to 5,000 to 6,000 years old.
Wow!
When you look at them, they don't look much, but they've used all these different.
I can't imagine General Australia is talking about that very much.
No, because they don't want, because all of a sudden it they weren't as nomadic as we were all led to believe, or the English wanted everybody to believe, so they could steal everything off of them.
Land grabbery.
Yeah, it was. They actually had a hierarchy. And they had a real civilized... Oh, no, that's not the word for it. It's not civilized. They had civilization, 6,000 years ago. So they were really onto it.
They discovered on the side of a lake, a lake in the... which is now sort of dried up quite a bit. They were able to sort of do an archaeological dig. They found evidence of 60,000 people living at once in one place.
Wow.
The way you can,
Yeah.
It's going to be some amazing things discovered.
Well, as time
progresses,
I think
and our beautiful neighbour
I'm going to keep my eye on this story,
explorer,
because they've just like started getting into it. They've found loads of things like coral arrowheads and all that sort of stuff. So I'm going to keep my eye on this story because it will change Australians' history, and maybe we'll have the truth.
All right. Rob, thank you so much this morning. It's a cracker. Can we see that? Where do we look for pictures of those pyramids?
Just Google it.
All right. So what's that place again?
Hang on. I'll let you know. Oh, Cape York.
Very, very, very Indigenous
Australian.
Cape York,
Northern Queensland.
Lovely. Thank you, Rob.
No, thank you.
Will you join us for the rest of the show?
I certainly will.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.